You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. A happy Friday to you. It's a football weekend, finally. We've waited so long for this, talking a lot of Steelers, talking a lot of Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell, contract situation, who's right, who's wrong, should they do something? It's fascinating to sort of understand the different sides of this, frankly. I find it difficult to come down on one side or the other because I understand the frustration, the fan sentiment, looking at it internally. I also understand it from a player's perspective when you're compensated the way they are. And you know, you can look at it from a historical perspective and say, is this precedent? Is this just expected now? And it has been happening. For me to sit here and say that it hasn't or it shouldn't, it's kind of a waste of time because it is. It's reality. It's the new reality of professional sports. That leads to a discussion I want to have a little bit later in the show about things about professional sports now that annoy me. They probably annoy you. And it's just not the way it used to be, and I sort of missed that. We'll get into that a little bit more. I do want to head out to the phone lines in just about 10 seconds. First, want to do clarify something. I was talking about the Pony League World Series, and games 1 and 2 are tonight. I don't know if I said something differently. Somebody said something on Twitter that was correcting me. I was always aware that they were tonight, but just to let you know in case you wanted to head down there, they are tonight. Game 1 starts at 4:30, game 2 at 7:30. So, all right. Set out the phone lines where we find some patiently waiting people. Troy and Kennedy, you're on the fan. What's up, Tony? Tony.
All good, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for the vine. I appreciate it. Yep. I think I want to start with something that Aaron Rodgers, a guy who's getting paid less this year than he has in past years, said last week, which was they get paid like kings to play a game that they love. Cameron Hayward has made $131 million as a Steeler. His dad, also a professional football player. His brother, also a professional football player. There is one thing left for Cam to do, and that's win a Super Bowl. But what he's really doing right now is just kind of being a distraction and kind of destroying the chemistry, not only of
he's destroying the chemistry and being a distraction? How?
Is he in there taking reps next to guys who he's going to be taking reps with or not?
Yeah, he's participated in a lot of things. He's been out there every day and working with teammates. The guy on the field said that it hasn't been a distraction. Keanu Benton said that they've been helping guys individually. I can keep going if you want to.
Is he in there taking reps? Is he in there taking reps?
Tony, do you need to see him tackle somebody? If he doesn't tackle somebody, Cam Hayward's a distraction. That's all he has not done. He has not tackled anybody.
You're really focusing on that one word. What about the $131 million? That's the point of my phone call, not distraction. The money that he's already got, $131 million.
All right. What's your point? So if he gets the 131, he should stop? He should not care? Like he does something that people will pay for.
A game that he loves at the, I'm saying he's got enough money playing the game that he loves at the age of 37, where you yourself said he could drop off at any second. He's going to make $14 million, bro. You don't think that's enough for a guy that has $131 million? When does it stop becoming about looking at other players in the league and looking at yourself? Maybe if he stopped looking at other players, he could look at the tape of Derrick Henry running all over his ass last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, man, you're going to have an opinion, maybe a counter opinion. I don't know. But I don't view that as a distraction. I don't think he set the Steelers back. If he was looking at tape of Derrick Henry running all over their ass, I don't know if that's going to change the results. So thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
I will
it.
Say one thing, Jason. Yep. I don't like Hayward's stance necessarily, but he is certainly not the only pro athlete or football player who does this stuff. It is very common. So I don't think you could single him out, right?
No, you
he's
can't.
Not,
you
he's
can't.
Not the bad guy. This is what professional athletes do.
And I mean, look, you can dislike it, but he has a skill and does something that below 1% of the world, you know, 0.0001% of us can do. And he should bang that drum for all it's worth, man. Go get yours.
There's multiple star
no
players right now who are demanding trades in the NFL as well. It's obviously not to that level. This is just what happens most times.
And you know what, Sean? Like, I shouldn't have come down on Tony the way I did, because you're also allowed to dislike it. I'm also allowed to say I think you're an idiot and you're being selfish. So Tony's allowed to say that too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's go to Michael. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, so, you know, what I really just don't like and understand lately is how much control these players have in their contracts and their deals. So you were just getting to, so Cam's pretty much participated in the, probably like what the minimum he has to still potentially not lose money. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, he's been around quite a bit. I mean, to the point that like we kind of were all fooled that he wasn't, that he was even holding in, because like he's been in uniform and going through individual drills. It's just like 11 on 11 and tackling he hasn't done, which he's also at his age, like they might be trying to preserve him. So nobody thought anything of it. Sorry, it's a long-winded response.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
So what's your take on it, Michael? I'm running out of time. Are you upset?
I'm very upset. I mean, it's not like I can do these kind of things at my job and just, you know, not show up whenever I want to. And one last thing. So why not make it in the contracts more? So if he's all complaining and stuff about how he had such a good year, why not just advocate more in the contract for player incentive bonuses? You know, like, hey, I get a sack. There's another, you know, couple thousand or whatever dollars.
Hey,
like,
nothing wrong with that, man.
I don't understand. Like, why is that not more upfront in these players' contracts?
Yeah.
Thanks.
You got it, man. Appreciate the call. Valid point, Sean. Yeah, you have your opportunity for bonuses. If you perform, get paid.
It makes sense, and we do see that included sometimes. Usually, it feels like those are the type of incentives that are put in there for guys who are coming off of an injury-plagued year, which is what Cam was coming off of when he signed this less than a year ago. One thing I will say, and I know you've covered a lot of baseball and a lot of hockey, I hate how confusing and complicated NFL contracts are, how they count towards the cap, how they're not guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's like, I like the NHL model. You know, every year, this is how much this guy counts, and it's the average over the life of his contract. That is way more simple to deal with, way more straightforward.
You're stealing a little bit of my thunder from the modern sports annoyances. You know where baseball makes up ground, though? With, like, service time and service time manipulation. Baseball's lapping the field. The fact that you can create service time, Super 2, years of control, arbitration, all this stuff. I understand it, but, like, when people complain about it, 75% of the time they're wrong.
Because it's confusing, even for people who try to follow it.
It is, and you shouldn't have to have a master's degree in economics or some sort of, like, you know, key to the secret club to understand the sport that you love.
There's no doubt hockey is the most simplistic, straightforward.
It is. It's the easiest one to understand cap-wise. Yep. And the NFL is, I don't like it at all. But all right, let's try to squeeze in a couple more. We got to get to a break in about 2-3 minutes. Ray Fittipaldo coming up at 11 o'clock. I don't want to keep Raymond waiting. Rob and Cranberry, what's up, Rob?
What I'm struggling with is our run defense has been 11th and 12th the last couple of years. I don't understand why Watt and all these guys feel that they deserve to get paid. What have they done? And the second thing is, it's like they're mediocre. It's like the precedent that they've set in Pittsburgh is, as long as you're mediocre, you're going to get paid, or we should be happy with winning seasons.
Yeah. I mean, to the point of what have they done, I mean, it wasn't long ago TJ at least should have been Defensive Player of the Year and also was Defensive Player of the Year. Cam was a first-team All-Pro. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's fairly substantial. Yes, they didn't win a playoff game. Is that entirely Cam Hayward's fault? No.
They quit in the playoff last year. But,
yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but, like, that's one guy out of 22, more than 22. I'm not – I can't take the Steelers quitting out on Cam Hayward's contract. I don't think that's fair. But I understand why people are upset. Like, you want as a fan, Rob, you want to – have the focus be on the field and about how to fix this, not about how the guy who just got a contract last year gets another contract. Of course.
Either. I think the league needs to fix this, because I feel bad for the players, because they get screwed if they get hurt or they get cut. I think both sides need to be held to the contract, not just like the team can get out of the contract. So I feel both sides, they just need to fix it.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, man. All right, let's go to Mike in Johnstown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. I have a problem with the Hayward situation. I mean, yes, he's underpaid, but he agreed to that contract last year. Okay. If I'm Omar Khan, this is how I handle this negotiation. I come out in the press and say, well, I was going to make a run at a number two wide receiver, which we all know we need, but apparently I have to handle Cam Hayward's contract again. I mean, it's incredibly selfish. If he was going to bet on himself, he should have done a one-year contract last year. That's just how I feel about it.
Sure. I get that opinion. It's an interesting strategy for Omar, and thank you for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. I didn't think of that, Sean. What if Omar would come out and say, well, we were going to sign a safety or a wide receiver, but we don't want anybody to be sad, so we're going to handle those contracts.
This is what, I mean, years ago, he was supposed to be the best at this, right? This is exactly what he is used to dealing with, figuring out how the numbers work and fit together.
Yeah, and they will. And they'll move money around, and these guys will get paid, and they'll get an advance of their bonus, and all of they'll be on the field. Like, I don't think this is any sort of a big deal. It's just annoying. I understand, and I understand the players wanting to get paid. Believe me, I don't even begrudge them. They should want to get paid. It's a dangerous game. One play and you're life and your family's life could be forever disrupted. I understand the risk involved. You should try to get every dollar while you can. But it's annoying. It's annoying. You keep hearing about, I want a contract. I want a contract. You know, you've got more contract holdouts or contract issues than you do playoff wins. It's fair to criticize. All right, we're going to get Ray Fittivaldo at the top of the hour. First, I want to tell you the 50-minute mark on the Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan weather, it's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, mostly sunny, a high of 86. We can go with Hines Ward. We can go with Eric Green. Lots of good 86s.
Do you like Eric Green being on there?
I do.
When I work with some of the younger guys, like I work with Jack Hillgrove on Sundays.
He doesn't know who Eric Green is.
Well, so it was a high of 93 one time. Does anyone come to mind when I say 93?
Joel Steed.
Okay, so I went Peter Nedved.
Oh, okay.
He did not know who that was. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm just way older than him. And it was 95 one time. So I went, I think, Greg Lloyd. But I also threw in a Penguin.
95. Who'd you go? Alexei Morozov?
Yes. No idea who it was. So I guess I had to know my host demographic a little bit better when I'm putting some of these on there.
Yeah,
I figured Eric Green would work for you.
Yes, I like it. That was my heyday, man. And yeah, you can go. I get some of the 70s, but my wheelhouse is definitely more the Eric Green era, being 41. So, all right, Pop and Joe Show, Jason Mackey in for the guys. Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette next here on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
This is Sean Myers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.